Mikey and Emma in the morning.
I want that guy's baby.
Who does this, you know? That's Fruit Loops.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome, mate.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
Oh, my God, you're a jerk.
People like you make it bad for all the other young people.
So embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You speak from the heart. You speak the truth.
Dangerously Live. I could tell you got beat energy. Mikey and Emma in the morning. 3, 2, 1,
and I'm on. Welcome to the podcast, man. Easter is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for Easter, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Like, I could go all year and, well, yeah, I could go all year, of course, after Easter. No, but like, yeah, I don't care because I don't really care about chocolate. Have you heard about the shortage of chocolate?
No.
Like, the price has gone through the roof of coca. You ever eaten coca? Like, actual
coca? You mean cocoa?
Cocoa, yeah. What's coca? Something made up.
Yeah, you made that up.
Yeah, cocoa.
Coca, cola. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Mm. Have you eaten cocoa?
Have I eaten it?
Yeah, like raw, not nice.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what, okay, so
that's like
the level
dark
of
chocolate,
cocoa
not nice.
In, yeah, chocolate determines the percentage
yeah.
of,
yeah.
like, you
dark
can get
chocolate
65%, yeah. oh. 75%.
Oh, it's so bitter.
85%, 95%?
Not
I
too
think
bitter.
I've tried 85% because I love dark chocolate.
It's
I've had the
bitter.
Lindt dark, it's too bitter.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I just fell over.
You're all right.
Fell on my chair. Too bitter. Shit. Yeah.
You know what the best one is, though?
Yeah.
Dark, so it's Lindt. You get them in, like, those
yeah,
thin blocks,
yep.
right? It's the dark chocolate with sea salt or dark chocolate with chili.
Oh, you're
it
ill.
It is so annoying.
Your taste buds are ill.
Not that refined, thank you very much.
Well, I tell you what, I just want to do triggered because I'm pissed off about something.
You're always pissed off about something.
I am. I'm turning into an angry old man.
You are. What's yeah. You're not a Karen. What's the male version
Nigel,
of Karen?
Nigel, I mean.
Yeah, you're like a...
Nigel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nigel. Yeah. I'm triggered hard about my neighbour. My neighbour is triggering me and I've got to get it off my chest. I'm just going to explode all over the podcast. It's coming up.
Well, speaking of exploding, 60% of Aussies have a really dirty sex secret. Let's see if you're keeping this secret coming up soon.
Mikey and Emma on. Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Married at First Sight.
Oh my God, so much drama at the MAFS final dinner party. So yesterday we spoke with Tori, who said that she was extremely stoked to be able to reveal this scandal and take the spotlight off her own relationship.
Did she say that?
Have a listen.
Can I just pipe in there? I was made privy to some information today that Jono, you had been texting Ellie.
But I text Stephen, Michael, Ellie, like heaps of people. Literally every 3 or 4 days she'll send a message saying...
3 or 4?
Yeah, she'll be like, how was the dinner party or how was the commitment ceremony?
Oh, that's a bit juicy.
Oh!
So Lauren absolutely tore him a new one. It was so exciting to watch and she's in the studio with us now.
Hello,
hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, okay, so this was like the worst hidden cheating scandal on MAFS history.
I know, right?
Are you glad to be able to talk about it finally? Or?
I'm so glad that I can be let out and be able to be here and talk to you guys.
Yeah.
So at the time, were you genuinely blindsided? Because you had just had homestays and you were talking about the future and then all of a sudden it's like, what, he's been talking to this bride that's already left?
Yeah, I was. Like, Jono did tell me that he reached out to Ellie when she left the experiment just to see, like, hey, how are you going? Hope all is well.
But did you find that a bit weird?
Yeah.
At the time, no, because he's just kind of the nice guy.
But was he...
he was planting the seed. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I've done this before when I was young and dumb in a relationship. Mm. I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to this person's house.
Mm.
Just so you know, I'm just hanging out with
girl.
Them or whatever. No, as mates, but that's what you do.
You think
that, oh, because I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's okay.
Then it's okay because she knows that I'm talking to Ellie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I understand. He tells you that and you kind of be like, oh, well, he's telling me it's innocent. It's nothing.
Yes.
Right?
I think at the time he was genuinely innocent. And I think as they continued to talk, obviously
to
something
more.
Developed.
Yes. Okay. But he got her number? Or did she give... Do you know how it works?
I think he sent her a DM.
Aha.
He slid in the DM.
So he started
yuckier.
It.
I don't like that.
Oh, you don't like the DM?
Sleazy
no
man.
One talks on numbers anymore.
Yeah,
no,
they were all, the DMs were lit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, and you've seen all the DMs?
I had a little scroll, but I feel like if I kept scrolling, I was going to get carpal tunnel, so I just stopped.
Yeah, because you said there were hundreds of messages.
There was a lot.
Were you fuming as you read them?
I wasn't, like... like, the context of the messages wasn't bad. It was just very, like, bland banter.
Okay, yeah. So it wasn't sexual or
no,
anything.
Not at no. all. Right. But I think it was just the volume of messages.
Yeah.
And
a lot, like, every day?
Yeah.
Did it get to the point all day kind of stuff?
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, how what he said. He was like, oh, she would message me. Like, it was more him reaching out to her.
And but she'd write back.
Bald-faced lies.
Were there photos? Were there, like, no, what are you up to?
No selfies?
There was no selfies.
Okay.
But it was very just, like, get to know you chat, which
yeah.
right.
He was interested, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, yeah. just wait.
And they're together now, we hear, right?
Yeah. 100%
I mean,
together.
If you've got eyes and you yes. have a computer, you can yeah. probably figure that out.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so you gave it to me at the dinner table last night, and we just have a little bit here because it was
yeah.
so
all right, let's have a listen.
Good.
All right,
Jono's questions.
How do you feel about me right now?
I think you're a snake.
What do you need more of from me in this relationship?
I need more honesty and more loyalty, and I feel like I'm not getting it from you.
Do I live up to your expectations in a partner?
No.
Do you trust me? Why not?
I absolutely do not trust you. I feel like you completely throw me under the bus at every chance you've had. Our homestay, right? Did you not have a good time?
I did.
On the homestay, we were intimate to find out, like, you messaging another girl. That's so hurtful.
Oh, my God. Like, just boom, boom, boom. 1-2 punch. Is there anything else you wish you had said? You remember, you know, like, when you have a fight with someone?
Yeah.
And you leave, you're like, damn it, I should have said that.
No, I'm not going to lie. There was nothing I did not say to him that night.
Good.
You didn't see a lot.
Yes.
There's a lot of...
Oh, they edited it out.
Yeah, you can't... I mean, it is a 7:30 show.
Okay, so what did you say at the dinner table that wasn't able to be aired?
Oh, there was a lot of cussing and...
Yeah.
F's and
yeah.
a few C's and
yeah. So you went nuts.
I went pretty ballistic. Yeah. I did. I just my thing was, because we spoke about it before, don't go in there and say you knew, because he said to me, well, you knew. I knew that you messaged her one time. I didn't know that you were messaging all like that mm-hmm. as much. So mm-hmm. if you go in there tonight, like, you know what these dinner parties are like? You've got to be accountable to the group. I mean, we have been at everyone.
Yes.
So now it's our turn.
Yeah.
So just be honest. And I said to him, if you go in there and you do the whole, but you knew, I will lose my goddamn shit. And that's exactly what happened. I'm not joking. Within 1 minute, he did. And I understand what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He was trying to, like, be like, you know, it was innocent. But I was like, why would you do that? You know that would set me off.
But it wasn't innocent.
Well,
it wasn't.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Right? Yeah. Did you feel dirty after sleeping with him on homestays after you realised how much they'd been texting?
Yeah, it was pretty gross, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But I in Jono's defence, which is hard to defend right now, but... Mm-hmm. I think he is a loyal person in terms of, like, he's not a cheater, I don't think.
Right.
Like, in the outside world. However, I don't think his intentions were to, like, start anything up. I just think it grew with the communication.
But you can't help who you fall in love with.
I agree. And the thing is with this experiment is you're thrown into a relationship with a complete stranger.
I know, it's not like he's your boyfriend from high school who started cheating on you. It is different, isn't it?
We both struggled to, like... You know, it was hard. It was very up and down. So if he had a better connection, I hate that word, but it's the buzzword of the show.
Yeah.
Better connection. With Ellie.
Then you.
You know, then that's... Yeah. It is what it is.
You can't even take that personally, really, because you are just whacked together.
Yeah, but I just feel like just wait or just tell me and then we could have left.
I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
But
he only gave you little bits of information.
Yeah.
And I think that's what hurts the most, that he wasn't honest with the full... capacity.
It was pretty embarrassing, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so final question, because you're saying they are better suited.
I shouldn't have said that one.
Well, you did, and it's out there. if you got to choose your own groom out of everyone that was in there, is there someone else you would have gone for?
Oh, that's such a good question.
I know. I wrote
it
myself.
It's Jack, isn't it?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, Jack's looking better right now. Listen. I love Timothy and Tristan. They're two of my closest friends now. So.
Which one out of the two would you lean towards? Or you want both? You want some sort of polyamorous?
No, it could be a throuple.
At the same time.
Hey!
You heard it first.
It's going to start spicy.
Lauren from Mass.
You made me answer it.
We did. Hey, good on you. Thanks for being a good sport, answering all the questions. Good luck finding real love,
Thank you.
Are you seeing anyone right now?
You have to find out on Sunday what happens, and then
you can tell us if you're
seeing
anyone.
Then I'll come back and I'll give you all the juicy.
Yes.
Okay, love that.
Love it.
There we go. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Thanks,
from
guys.
Maps there.
Mikey and Emma on Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
fingers heal well, then you're a p-.
I'm so triggered!
Okay, so I read this online over the weekend and it's triggered something that's going on in my life.
Okay.
So an Adelaide homeowner has left a note complaining about a car parked on his street. Mm. It's backfired on him. Emma, I've just given you the note. Can you read the note out, please?
Yeah, okay. So this note says, please find a new location to park your car. You have created problems for my gardener to park his car and trailer today, mm-hmm. my cleaner yesterday, and my guests to park their cars in front of our gate and home. We have several celebrations, including a VIP event coming up, and prefer your car is not parked opposite our pedestrian gate, especially so that the two limousines can park nicely opposite our home. Thanks.
Okay, so the note's gone viral over the weekend, sparking a debate about whether homeowners have the right to be annoyed when someone parks in their street.
Right. Specifically out front of their house?
Yep.
Yep.
And I got to say, believe it or not, I think you can park anywhere. I remember when I went to high school, the old man that lived there once we got our P's, he didn't like...
Oh, when you get your P's, that's when the old neighbours get pissed off.
He didn't like us parking out the front, but yeah. It's a public space, so I'm not triggered by that. Mm. That doesn't bother me. You can park anywhere. I don't know, what is it with people going, who's that parked out the front of my house?
I know.
You can park where you want. Tell you what is triggering me.
What
though,
is? Because you've got a real bee in your bonnet.
The bee is in my bonnet and
the
it's
bee
stinging.
Is stinging your skull.
And I am wearing a bonnet to work.
A baby bonnet?
Yep. What's triggering me is it reminds me of the prick at the end of my street that has had his boat there for 4 years. Cars, anyone can park out the front of your house. I am sick of caravans, boats and trailers. There's another one just around the road. I had a look at the trailer. Leaves all under it. That trailer's been there for like 5 years.
And so are you saying the boat's never been taken out on the water?
Not that I've been in that house, what, 4 years now? Yeah. I have never seen that boat move. It's also in a blind spot when I try and get out.
Oh, the bloat's blocking.
The boat is blocking the view. What is triggering me, and it just couldn't wait, is I think we need to call an end to it. Everyone would agree. Mm. If you can't house your caravan, boat or trailer on your property, don't buy a caravan, boat or trailer.
I agree. Because if you could moor it at a marina or something, like the boat.
It could go in your driveway. Why isn't it in your driveway?
It could go on your front lawn. People use their front lawn for all sorts of things.
My dad had a boat. He said it was just expensive driveway furniture because we never took it out. And he was right. It was in the driveway. Yeah. Isn't it? Shouldn't it be illegal? You can't just leave a boat there.
You can't.
Or a trailer or
a caravan.
I'm surprised
the council hasn't come around and whacked a sticker on that.
Well, they haven't. And I'm pissed off by it, okay? And I back me up here. Call in if you agree. If there's one in your street and you've just had enough, you lazy SOB, move your damn trailer, boat, or
you know what
caravan.
We should do to make you feel better? What triggers you in your street?
Mm.
Call us up.
Is it a caravan or a boat? Diane, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, Diane,
good.
What pisses you off in your street, Diane?
Well, I totally agree with what you said this morning.
Thank you.
Every Saturday during winter sports, we have football, soccer.
Yeah.
And all the mums and dads park so tight on the street that I can't get out of my own driveway.
Oh, no.
Are they parking over your driveway?
No, not over my driveway, but just at the ends. But it's too tight and across from my driveway, so I can't even turn left or turn right.
Oh, no.
That's so annoying. You must live right near an oval, Diane.
I do, but I never planned for that.
No,
exactly.
It just happens. That's another one. We'll add that to the list. John, hello, John.
Hey, mate. I own two trailers and like three cars, and I park everything on the street, and I live in a cul-de-sac.
Oh my God, John! I think you probably shouldn't have said that because Mikey's going to like take it out on someone, and he's going to take it out on me.
John, you're a selfish prick. Why are you doing that? Why aren't they on your property?
Oh, well, look, I've got kids too. So, like, my wife drives a car, so she's going to be able to pull in the driveway. But, you know, I got all these trailers. I don't have a use for them, but I want them.
Why?
That's where I put them.
I love this.
But okay, John, what do you use your trailers for? If you don't have a use for them, what did you use them for?
Well, I bought them for, like, one job, and now I've still got them.
So you're storing them on the road?
Oh, yeah.
Have you thought about, like, selling them on Marketplace or something?
Oh, no, I would never do that. What if I need them again?
Well, then you get... Oh, you can hire him from Bunnings. I don't understand.
You just calling to annoy me, John. Are you just trying to pit like my... If we took my blood pressure right now... So you've got how many trailers sitting on your street there?
Two.
Plus, did you say cars as well? That you can't bother to tandem park in your driveway?
Yeah. No use. Just park them out there.
Do your neighbours hate you, John? Because I hate you, I think.
Yeah, well, I think my neighbour sort of like joined in once I saw I start doing it all. Like,
oh, so it's just a ghetto
my neighbour. My neighbour had a trailer parked in his driveway for years, and then all of a sudden he pulled it out in the street as well.
Oh, you started a trend. It's like the trailer cul-de-sac.
Can we just get rid of him? Just go.
What street do you live on, John, so Mikey can go drive there?
Oh, too embarrassed to tell us, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get rid of him.
That's like three trailers in a cul-de-sac.
That is the height of life. I need a break.
Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey and Emma on.
Dangerously Live.
100 Australians from all walks of life are standing by to face the nation's biggest and smallest question.
The 100 with Andy Lee is back tonight, but last time I watched it, I want to bring up a surprising stat that was on the show last time. Have a listen to this.
First question, panel. 60% of Australians have had what kind of arrangement with a friend? 60% of Australians have what kind of arrangement with a friend?
Is it friends with benefits?
It is, Katie. Oh, well done.
The old friends with benefits.
The FWB.
Yeah.
That means like 60% is 6 out of 10 of us.
It's a lot, yeah.
Have had a friend with benefits.
Yeah.
I am not included in that stat. I'm the 4 out of 10 that have never had.
Well, you've only slept with like two people or something anyway, haven't you?
Three.
Yeah.
I've always been a relationship gal.
Yeah. You know who would be against it?
Who?
Our controversial dating and relationship coach, Jake Maddock.
Oh, Jake.
I reckon Jake would disagree with friends with benefits.
Well, let's see.
Well, hello, Jake.
Hey, guys.
Friends with benefits. What do you think, man?
Oh, terrible idea.
Why? Why is it the worst idea in the world?
There's a few reasons. One of those reasons is it's low integrity. The second reason is it's a supply and demand issue.
Right. Okay. What do you mean by that?
We all have a certain demand, and if we're getting our supply filled with
an
inferior product,
yeah,
then a proper distributor can't give us the product we actually need, which would be a 10 out of 10 relationship.
Okay. Business lesson here. But what you're saying is if we're banging a friend, then we're not going to be looking for the right one. Is that what you mean?
Correct, yeah. You won't be as hungry for a defined dry deal partner and not much of a friend, guys.
Yeah, you're not really a friend, are you?
Yeah, a real friend wouldn't muddy the waters.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, does it surprise you that 60% of people have had a friends with benefits relationship before, Jake?
I'm assuming some of those statistics are maybe from when they're teenagers, perhaps.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, all right.
Have you had a lot of clients coming to you and they're like sleeping with a friend and they're trying to get it to turn into something else? I mean, this is the other problem with friends with benefits, right? Someone will have feelings.
Yes.
Yeah? Always, yeah. So my general rule is you can sleep with someone 3 times if they're not your ideal partner. But then after that, you got to get rid of them.
Okay,
that's 3 times. So you can have a friend with benefits, but only 3 times, and then you have to block and delete them from your life forever.
Correct, because humans, we just grow emotions. Then before you know it, you're in a relationship with someone who you definitely should not be in a relationship with.
But do you think there's like the odd occasion, Jake, where a friends with benefits could turn into a 10 out of 10 relationship?
The statistically very, very, very small chance.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're sleeping with someone now that's a friend and you're hoping it can turn into a relationship, it's not going to work out.
General rule, definitely not.
Okay. And also, low integrity, you said at the start. So that means you're a lowie. You're a loser, are you, if you're going around doing friends with benefits?
Yeah, I don't think it's very high value type behaviour, is it?
Cheap, isn't it? Kind of nasty. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think everyone can do a bit better than that.
All right. Well, I think we should get people to call in, see if they agree with Jake or not. Rachel's called up in Sydney. Hello, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, hey, Rachel. Friends with benefits. Can it work?
I'm going to say no, because you're the one that usually catches feelings.
Yeah. Have you done it?
Yeah, I've done it. Probably my worst one was when the guy switched it and he said he caught feelings. And then it actually turned out to be the most toxic relationship I was in.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, so Rachel, because everyone would presume that it's the chick that catches feelings. But you were like, no, this is a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
Leave my house. Whereas he's like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, it was like that. And then it was like afterwards, really? Like, for what? All that toxic crap? No.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But you see, it is always someone. And yes, us men are just machines. What? We can fall in love too, Emma.
How long did it last as a Friends with Benefits setup, Rachel, before he admitted, I actually love you?
I'd say about a year almost. Like, okay. It was going pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, he would have been dying inside. Every time he looked into your eyes, he would have been like, oh, Rachel, you're the love of my life.
So you can't sleep with someone for a year and expect not anyone to get feelings out of that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the problem with the Friends with Benefits is it's not reciprocated.
Exactly. Yeah. There's like always unrequited love for someone.
Deanna. Hi, Deanna. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi. Can it work? Have you done it successfully?
Yes, it actually does work. It worked out well for me.
Okay.
I had one for 2 years and, we've still remained friends. The only reason why it ended is because he got a job interstate in Adelaide.
Okay. Right. So would you have formed a relationship or you would have just kept it as friends with benefits?
I think we just sort of kept it as it was. It was just working well and none of us caught feelings and we knew the boundaries and everything. So.
Yeah, okay. So what are the rules when you're friends with benefits? Mm. There's no I love you, there's no cuddling.
No breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, like what's the rule?
No, we had breakfast in the morning. There was cuddling, there was all that.
Yeah.
We just didn't get attached. There was no I love yous. We did our own thing.
Yeah.
We just went out and did our own thing. We had our separate lives.
But then what, once a week or every now and then?
It was normally once a week, or if we got really busy with work, it was once a fortnight. So it worked out pretty well.
Very interesting. We had our relationship, our controversial dating and relationship coach, Jake Maddock, on before. And Jake was saying that he's got a problem with them because while you're doing that, you're not looking for love.
You're missing out on the high-value relationship that you could be having.
Did you find it distracting?
All right. No, not really, because to be honest, before I got into this arrangement with my friend, I just came out of a long-term relationship.
Right.
So it initially started off as a rebound, and then we just got along and just had that arrangement together.
Hey, Deanna, well done. There you go. It can work for one person. One person.
Thank you.
Mikey and Emma on Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Oh, yuck, stop.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is so ill. Now, before I tell you the gross thing, Mikey, question.
Yeah.
How often do you change your undies?
Every every day. No,
you're
every day. Every
fucking
day.
Around there. You really change them every day?
Yeah, every day.
The reason I ask is because a gross study has come out about Aussies re-wearing their undies before washing them. That means
before
that they're wearing them more than once.
How much of us?
Okay, 20% of us are re-wearing our undies. That's 1 in 5 Aussies are using their undies more than once. Gen Zs, you dirty grubs. You always judge us millennials. You're the worst offenders.
Oh, they're the worst.
You're the worst.
Can I just say, like, I endeavour to change them every day. Endeavour to.
Look, big words aren't going to get you out of this.
If you don't do a number two, you don't have to. That's the rule. Like, who does a number...
Yes, you do.
Who does a number two, right, and then you have a shower, you would not put those undies back on.
You don't put the dirty ones back on.
No,
as
you
a
never.
Rule of thumb, yeah, if you get out of the shower, you put clean undies
you
on.
You know what that means then? The people that aren't changing their undies haven't had a shower.
Or they're having a shower and then they're like, well, I'm clean, it just doesn't matter if my undies are dirty.
Turn them inside out, I don't know.
I disagree, though. Yeah. Oh, no, don't turn them inside out. Then that goes on the inside of your clothes.
I think you can get away with it if you haven't done a number two.
No, you are completely wrong. That's disgusting. Mm. And I didn't know about this until I had a son myself. But boys have permanent wee patches. They do. And I never knew this literally until I toilet trained my son.
Yeah.
And constantly, like, he'd take his shorts off or he's in his undies all the time. So he'd come out of the bathroom. It's like a 5 cent piece.
You know,
wet patch.
You know, it's so true, Emma. And, like, we can shake all you want. Something happens, like, 10 minutes later. And
there's
like
an extra little bit.
I've probably got a wee patch now.
Oh, gross.
Yep, there's a wee patch. It just leaks out. It doesn't matter how much you shake. That's... Men have a constant wee patch. You are right, Emma.
You know, on top of this, like, in this study, on top of, like, people re-wearing their undies, they were looking at people who reuse their towels.
Yeah.
And 50% of respondents in the survey admitted to using their towels four or more times before putting them in the wash. Apparently, you should only use it three times. So 3 days and you should be changing that.
Yeah, look, I think I can get it. I can get a towel going for like, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Hey, even soaked? Like, it's going to be stinky.
That dries in the bathroom.
Okay. It's fine.
Producer Rowan out there has got his hand up. What are you saying here?
Yeah, I definitely haven't washed my towel all year, and I probably use maybe four or five undies a week.
Hold on a second. The
Rowan,
towel.
There is so much to unpack there.
All year?
Yeah, all year. I mean, like, at least past 6 months, I haven't washed it.
It's disgusting.
The past 6 months. Yeah. Dude, I'm surprised you don't walk, because I've never smelt you.
He must smell.
But you must have some kind of damp aroma. Like, there is no escaping that.
Now, what about the undies? What were you saying? How often during the week would you change them?
Yeah, look, I reckon I go for maybe four or five pairs a week. I mean, I don't go back-to-back days, but, you know, a couple of days
four
on,
five,
they're out, good to go.
Four or five
but
is not seven.
But there's 7 days in a week, so you rewear at least twice.
At least twice. I mean, yeah, four or five pairs a week sounds pretty good to me.
Think of the wee patches.
Oh, my God, gross.
And you're a single man, right, Rowan?
Absolutely.
Are you single and looking for a lady friend?
Single, ready to mingle like a lonely Pringle.
Don't tell anyone you work on the Mikey and Emma show.
Yeah, don't.
They'll hear that.
They'll be like,
producer
that guy
Rowan
has like wee patches and he only changes
and a year
his
old towel.
Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey and Emma on
Dangerously Live.
That's it for the Mikey and Emma podcast. Hear us on the radio, R&B Fridays Radio, 6 to 9 weekdays all over the country. But if you're in Sydney, you get another show as well. We're on Today FM 104.1, Today FM 9 to 11 weekdays.
On the next episode of Mikey and Emma, Mikey, another world-famous single guy tip. I'm sure you're going to do some master manipulation.
No, it's a good one.
Again.
It's the place you have to take her that will impress her. Mm. It just came to me. I was like, oh, women love this place. It's terrible. Dudes hate
it. So
it
was an epiphany.
Yeah, I had an epiphany.
Epiphany. P-H. No, not a T-H. P-H. Epiphany?
Like psychology. No, that'd be psychology.
Psychology.
Okay, bye.